Hi. I'd like to start with a spring poem. It's called A Work in Progress. Cold clay under the fingernails and the roots resisting, then giving way. Another wistful day of hesitant sun, dank shade, garden plot laid out changeable in the mind's eye, the work laid by before coming rain. The stain of bleeding grass and weeds lingers on knees, on fingers, even after scrubbing. No cold blueprint like a flint ledge, defining edge, demanding a contour in what grows. Pure becoming knows its own evolving shape. No engendered, coded, fenced landscape, but twin adolescent plums, luminescent tutus, popping purple buds, leaping into the new plot, but keeping notice of the deer and small fur-covered nests of chipmunks cowering and cheeping. So we keep clear of nurseries and buffet snacks for charming pests when planting trees and flocks and filling flower boxes. And the sun runs its day, and the plain unplanned metamorphosis is underway again, like washed madras flowing colored complexes, stable as water, uneasy as a new turned bed. Okay, just a small taste of philosophy. This one is called On Eggs and Chickens. In Escher's world, things fit, snug as bathroom tiles, intricate interlocked shapes, food webs and ponds, gears made of feathers, whimsy, solid as fate. From where I stand, the waterfall flows up the staircase, the only way to fly, one point of view. Perspective paints the picture, pulls the eye, line by angle by line to the vanishing point, back up. Back up to encompass all, and vertigo grabs the stomach, pulls the muscles in spiral kinesthetic seizure. Sanity, rejecting with clammy palms the dizzy hole, chooses what it may know, and asking where birds become fish or water, air, demands a boundary not in the perceived, but in the perceiver. Like the drawing hands, we are recursively lives making people, people making. Okay, just a little bit of old-fashioned romance. In the gray hours, when your breathing is louder than the dark corners of the room, and I am as tiny on the smooth, wide sheets as a clothespin doll in a basket of line-dried linen, floating on lightness, untethered, images flicking my dreaming as wind in an aspen sparks silver in sunlight, toes touching at the periphery of sensation, and the compulsion of a year's compacted valley in a shared mattress, rein in the skittish mind, and round out the night to morning. Okay, closing with an anxiety poem called Multitasking. Left hand and right grip tight at 10 and 2. Eyes flick from rear view to side view mirror, choose lanes, seize openings, watch out left and right for slaloming vehicles, for humped backs of roadkill. Left ear and right balance the radio broadcast's information, the possible thunderstorms, emergency detours, with grasped at key words of passengers' conversation that enable responses in sound, if not in thought. Mostly, I am tuned in to the answers about the next turn, about the mileage to it, and whether I need to aim for the left lane or the right. The left side and the right side of this stiffening neck, this aching skull, these ever more clenching teeth are mirrors of my now, of my near future, the battle each day, each hour between logician and artist, each with at least a full plate, each with the plates flung up just out of reach, both juggling, terrified and determined, snatching the hard, fragile, slippery discs out of the everyday air.
Thank you.